Welcome to our study of John chapter 11, where Jesus has arrived at the tomb of Lazarus in Bethany, and he's discussing the resurrection with his sister Martha. Martha had met Jesus coming down the road and said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." But Jesus said, "Your brother will rise again." And Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." She believed what most Orthodox Jews believed back in that day, that there would someday be a resurrection. But as we pointed out in our program yesterday, Jesus had taught in John chapter 5 that there are actually going to be two resurrections, one for the just and one for the unjust. When speaking to Martha, Jesus was not attempting to give details concerning the resurrections. He had something far greater to say, and the significance of it is this. He wanted to teach what we find in verses 25 and 26. These are some of the greatest words in the Gospel of John. Here it is. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" Now, Jesus is certainly speaking about a resurrection, but his emphasis is not on the event. It is instead on the person responsible for such a fantastic hope. And the event is subordinated to who is going to bring it about. He does not say, "I will someday raise all the dead," although he's going to do that. But instead he says, "I am the resurrection and the life." This is one of the greatest declarations in John's gospel. And were it not for his victory over death, there would be no resurrection with life. Note that he does add the word life. "I am the resurrection." That's not enough, because everybody's going to be raised. But he says, "I am the resurrection and the life." This is the unique hope of the believer in Christ. For all men will be raised at the last day, but only believers will get life. The others, what do they get? They will be resurrected for judgment. Jesus declared it in John chapter 5, verse 29. They'll be resurrected for condemnation or judgment. "I am confident, just as he arose on the third day, so I will rise at the sound of his voice someday. I'm almost overcome with the thought of it. As a boy, however, I was terrified with the judgment connected with death. I had a terrible fear of God. Then, by the grace of God, which resulted in several Christian women inviting my mother to a meeting where the gospel was explained, and she invited me to go with her, I was introduced to the grace of God, and I learned that, although I was not worthy to have eternal life, God didn't expect me to be worthy. Instead, I learned about how he sent a worthy person from heaven to give me life, without any cost to me." That expresses the grace of God. "Eternal life, I learned, is a gift from God, but that had been hidden from me. Even though I was reared in a church and had attended a Sunday school and lived in a so-called Christian nation, I just didn't know the good news. And I found out since then that most people don't know that the gospel is good news. I had thought that God was out to get me. Instead, I discovered that he was out to give something to me." The gospel expresses that. You see, the word gospel means what? It means good news, not bad news. I say that because there are some preachers who tell people that they are condemned and are lost because of their sins and are consequently going to spend eternity in hell, separated from God, and they think they're preaching the gospel. Friends, that's bad news. We ought to tell them what Jesus Christ came to do for them and has done. There are promises to proclaim, promises of eternal life to everyone who believes in Him. He, the Son of God, is my resurrection. And if you believe in Him, He is your resurrection also. Christ set me free from the law of sin and death. He repealed the law with a new one. Now I'm speaking about Romans chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. That is strong language, friends. Every person in history is under one of those laws, either the law of sin, which leads to death, or the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, which gives eternal life. No one is excluded. And everyone is under the first law until he comes under the second law. And then, the first law, the law of sin and death, is canceled. So there's no condemnation to them in Christ Jesus because the law of the Spirit of life has set them free. Free from what, you might ask? From the law of sin and death. Well, I'm sure there are people who could say, I've never heard of that law. Well, you would if you read Ezekiel chapter 18. It says, the soul that sins must die. That's an eternal law. Even God can't change that, for He established it. We learn from the book of Deuteronomy what the law of Moses demanded. It says, unless you keep everything written in the book of the law and do it, you are under the curse. Paul explains all that in Galatians chapter 3, verse 10. Cursed is everyone that does not abide in everything written in the book of the law and do it. But then there is good news in verse 13 of Galatians 3. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. That's what this is talking about, and Paul is expressing it here in Romans chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. Now, later in the book of Romans, in the 5th chapter, Paul has much more to say about the Spirit, and here is just a sample of it in Romans chapter 8, verse 11. If the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also, through His Spirit which dwells in you. Well, if you read that verse, you might say, the key then is to get God's Spirit in me. Right. If the dead are going to be raised, and the Bible tells us they will be, someone has to raise them. And the Bible teaches us that it's the Spirit who does it. Well, how do you receive this Spirit, then? That's the important question. Paul answered that question also in Galatians chapter 3, when he wrote, you receive the Spirit by faith. That means that the moment a person trusts in Jesus Christ to save him for eternity, the Spirit of God is sent from heaven to live, not to visit, but to live in him. And he, that Spirit is said to be, at least twice in Scripture, the guarantee of our inheritance. And in Romans chapter 8, it also says this, the Spirit Himself bears witness with my spirit that we are children of God. The Spirit living in the Christian, then, becomes an inward witness and gives him assurance that he does belong to God. He reassures the believer that what God said is true, that we belong to Him through faith, that we are His children, born into His family by the Spirit. So I know when I am put in that grave that I'm going to be raised just as surely as Jesus was raised. There's no doubt about it. Fear has vanished. Now that's what the Christian faith is about, getting life. Not when we die and are resurrected, but getting life now, today. You see, the Scriptures teach that as soon as you believe, you receive the Spirit. And when you die, Your human spirit goes to be with the Lord, but it will return, and your body at the resurrection will be glorified and changed in a moment. Paul talked about that in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, a marvelous passage. He said, "But I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed." Well, you are listening to a man right now who is very perishable. Every day I am perishing, and so are you in all probability. Welcome to the club. But there's going to be a moment in time when God is going to change that, and you and I will have a new body. It will be imperishable, incorruptible, which means what? It means it's eternal. That is good news, because life and death are so directly related to Jesus. He could say, "I am the resurrection and the life. And the person who believes in him will live, even though he dies." You see, we are not born with eternal bodies. Can Jesus then be referring here to the rapture of the church? There's a possibility of that, and I want to explore that with you in our next lesson. For he says, "Whoever believes in me, even though he dies, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." Well, all this talk about the resurrection makes me feel good, and I hope it reassures you that death is not the end. Death need not be feared. If you believe that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead and is living today, then take hope. If you are a believer in Christ, what happened to him will happen to you. That's his promise. And keep in mind, he is capable of carrying out what he has promised. He will lose none of those who come to him. Paul the Apostle believed that when he died, he would go to be with the Lord, and he was rather anxious to do that. But he thought it better that he remain for the good of the believers who were still struggling on this earth. And speaking of struggling, many people are struggling with this matter of faith and judgment. If you are one of those, we think our grace booklet will be of help to you. Grace is how God deals with people today, and grace is how he gives salvation to all of us. Not only that, but grace is the method by which God wants Christians to live. All of this is discussed fully in our free 30-page grace booklet. Write for your copy today. Ask for the free booklet on grace. These Bible teaching broadcasts are made possible by the gifts of listeners. All gifts are used for ministry expenses, and we are grateful for friends who help support this effort. No funds are used for salaries or benefits to anyone. Until tomorrow, this is Nick Calavoda reminding you that the word gospel means good news.
Our address is Radio Bible Courses, Post Office Box 14916, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70898. The website is rbcword.org.